Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has given guidelines, formulae for success in Krishna consciousness. In his Upadeshamrita, which Srila Prabhupada has kindly given us as the nectar of instruction, we can apply these principles to our farm communities. I want to speak about our farm communities, how these principles can be the guiding principles for our farm communities. Srila Prabhupada very strongly desired to establish farm communities all over the world so that people taking to Krishna consciousness can really take to Krishna consciousness without having to be part of the disastrous, demoniac society surrounding us that we're raised in. We can come out of this and live in Krishna consciousness, simple living, high thinking, depending on the land, the cows, and Krishna. In the second verse of Sri Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami gives guidelines of what not to do if we are to be Krishna conscious. And in the third verse, he gives guidelines about the positive principles. I'll take out the positive principles first. The first three are utsaha nischaya dharyat, enthusiasm, determination, and patience. These three are all interlinked. Actually, all the principles are interlinked. Enthusiasm, if we're going to be successful in any enterprise, we have to be enthusiastic. That enthusiasm comes from understanding that we are coming here to this farm, we're going to live here for the rest of our lives, and we're very enthusiastic. We can't jump out of the materialistic society unless we're enthusiastic to do it. Why are we enthusiastic? Well, we know it's better all around. It's better for our spiritual life, which is the real meaning of life, the real purpose of life. And that enthusiasm is based on the knowledge that human life is meant for God realization, and this is the best setting for us to cultivate Krishna consciousness. It's based on the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada wanted this, that we're pleasing Srila Prabhupada by doing this. That enthusiasm has to be sustained. We see in the mode of passion, in materialistic consciousness, that enthusiasm fades away. We become enthusiastic about something, but it's not sustained. That enthusiasm has to be sustained by determination. In Krishna consciousness, enthusiasm is nourished day by day by following the principles, rising early, chanting. We feel a reciprocation from Krishna. We have to do that on our farm communities. There's no point in coming to the farm unless we're going to follow all the principles. We're going to rise early. We're going to attend the programs which are there for us to be Krishna conscious. We have to be determined because there will be many obstacles given by Maya and challenges adjusting to a different way of life. It is austere in some ways compared to the comforts of city life. And there'll be so many challenges. Maya gives, when we try to be Krishna conscious, Maya puts so many obstacles. When we try to do something big to push back against Maya, and be assured, these farm projects are big pushes against Maya. It may not be so visible or obvious as building big temples in the city and distributing lots of books, but it's a slap in the face to the materialistic way of life, that we don't want to be part of your society, that you're praising so much that you've trained us from the beginning of our lives to be part of this demoniac society. We're cutting out. We don't want to be part of that. There's going to be a pushback from our own minds, from materialistic people, including materialistic relatives in many cases. And it may even be the law and order enforcement, and there may come so many challenges. We have to be determined that this is what we should be doing. This is what we must do for the benefit of ourselves, of our families, for our children especially. And patience is required, because we don't become Krishna conscious overnight. We come from very bad backgrounds, means we're trained in a different way. We have so many bad habits and bad tendencies within our hearts. We're not trained in Vaishnava behavior since birth. It's a great endeavor. It's a great challenge. It's seemingly almost impossible that we're going to bring together people who are not Krishna conscious by background in most cases, and we're going to surrender our lives together in Krishna's service. So it is a great undertaking. It can be successful by the grace of Krishna, and it is becoming successful, because Krishna consciousness is the innate tendency of the soul, and if we surrender to that, it takes a great surrender to go to the farms. Of course, for many devotees, they just love it. Actually, they all love it, otherwise you can't stay. But there are challenges, and we have to be patient, and we can't expect that everything's going to be perfect overnight. And it's never going to be fully perfect anyway, because we are in the material world, and in that sense, there are always going to be challenges given by material nature. We're living with devotees who we're cooperating with, but we all have our anarthas, and they may come out, and dealings may not always be as ideal as we hope them to be. The direction and policies of the farm community, as we try to take it up, we're moving toward self-sufficiency, but we're in the modern world. There are all kinds of things which militate against pristine village life. So we have to be patient. We have to be patient. Not everything's going to be perfect, but still we have to maintain our enthusiasm. We have to be determined. Enthusiasm, determination, patience. Tat tat karma pravartanat. Just do the things that we're expected to do. There is a system for becoming Krishna conscious, which means we have to follow the sadhana process. It doesn't make any sense to come to the farm and skip the programs because we feel like doing something else. We should be very rigid on that. Apart from that, the farming program, we don't have to invent any new thing or anything very complicated or have very complex ideas. Believe it or not, people have been farming since time immemorial, and there are ways to do things. You have to sow certain crops at certain seasons, and you have to cultivate different crops in a different way. Just do the farming in the same way that people have always done. And the whole way of village life, we can see how people have done in the past. Many of the things are still going on, although many are being lost. Just do what the locals do in many ways. We don't imitate their habits if they're eating meat or so many things, but it's not that we're doing something completely new. It's new for us, no doubt. But there's a system of doing it. Tat tat karma pravartanat. Sangha tyaga. That's also covered in the do nots, in the jana sangha thing. This is a big thing. We come to the farm to be among devotees, to live among devotees, to be away from non-devotees. So that's one thing which we can cover more. But also the whole concept, the whole consciousness of materialistic life. We want to leave behind when we come to the farm the whole outlook that we need to get more money, we can't be considered successful, our life is not good or proper unless we have lots of material things. Give up the old consciousness. Already you've given it up to a large extent to even go to the farm. Don't keep our baggage, our mental baggage, our cultural baggage. Leave behind city consciousness. Live simply. Simple living, high thinking. And satovritte, this I covered a bit in Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat. There is a way of doing things which we should do. And we should live a very high level, clean, pure life. Village life in Krishna consciousness means leaving behind all the cheating propensities. Live simply. We have to bang it into our heads. Sometimes to live simply, it may not be as simple as we think. We may think, well, why don't we have a running water system and have an electric pump and a bore well for pumping up? But then what happens is we have to maintain all that and we have to pay for it and then we have to, it becomes complicated. So keep things as simple as possible. So, yeah, and again, sometimes keeping things simple means it won't be so simple. Just like it might be easier, okay, we have to put up a wall because this happened in one of our communities. We have to put up some fence to keep neighbors' cows out of our grazing land. That's just the reality we're living with. Or we're growing grass for the cows and the neighbors may come and cut us. So we have to put up a fence. Okay, let's put up cement poles with barbed wire. And yeah, we can do that. That's the simple thing to do. But if we want to go toward the traditional way of life, then why don't we look at the traditional system of fencing? Keep out the modern things, keep out plastic and all these things as far as possible. It may be easier, but then again, you have to spend money to put in, get all these artificial things. It may be simpler to have cell phones for communication, but that really messes everything up. Sangha tyaga. We don't want cell phones in our farm communities. Don't. We don't want them. There may be some advantage, but the disadvantages are so great. We don't want them. It should be obvious. So there's a quick overview of the positive things, and they overlap with the negative things. So if we go to the negative things, the first one we have is atyahara, which Srila Prabhupada has translated as eating too much, which is the obvious translation. And actually, if you move to the village with fresh air and there'll be more physical work, even if you're not farming, it's not that everyone is farming, there are going to be teachers and there are going to be pujaris who don't do so much physical work. But even then, you're going to be walking around more, you're going to be breathing fresh air, so your appetite is going to increase. But don't overeat. But importantly, Srila Prabhupada also translates this as over-collecting. One symptom of city life is that people are always buying more and more things and cluttering up their houses with junk, keeping all things that they don't need. Simple living means keep in your house as few things as you need. What you need, you should have, but don't have anything extraneous. Don't collect so many things, fill up the house with useless things. Prayasa means endeavor. Definitely endeavor is needed in any endeavor, but here the atyahara, eating too much, collecting too much, and atiprayas, over-endeavoring. We may have to take it slowly. Don't try and make huge fields with huge crops and then business farming, commercial farming. The whole idea is that we're living simply, so we can have high thinking. We don't want to work so hard that we don't have time for practicing Krishna consciousness. There should be time saved for practicing Krishna consciousness. So yes, village life means there is a lot of work to do, but don't set up things in such a way that we really don't have time. Don't make too many endeavors so that we don't have enough time for practicing basic sadhana. And actually, we should have extra time also, ultimately. Some times of the year are going to be very busy, but otherwise there should be time. You chant some extra round, do some extra reading, all this kind of thing. Atyahara prayasas cha prajalpa. Now, this is a big thing because, as I've been told, I heard in one of our communities, there is extra time and there's a tendency to gossip. It's reported, I believe in that book, The Great Transcendental Adventure by Kurma Prabhu, that Prabhupada said, gossip will destroy our movement. And really it can, this tendency to gossip, and it's a materialistic, practically demoniac tendency to speak badly of others, to make rumors about others. We should be very careful living in a community to encourage others with our words. This reminds us of the first words of Upadeshamrita, vacho vegam. The tendency to speak has to be controlled by speaking topics of Krishna consciousness connected with the service of Krishna. And living in a community, there'll be things to discuss, but don't destroy the community. You can destroy the community by this one thing, the tongue. We can develop the community by speaking. It's not just speaking, it's the whole attitude behind it, but it manifests as the tongue. We can speak in a way that nourishes and nurtures our devotional life communally. Remember, we're in this together. It's a community and it's a Sankirtan movement. So we're all in this together. So we can speak in a way which nourishes and nurtures our Krishna consciousness. Or we may carry the tendency from our material consciousness to speak badly of others, even directly or indirectly. Whatever you say about someone else, it's going to get back to them in a small community, for sure. So we should be very careful in controlling our tongue. Otherwise, it's quite possible to hurt people. And their enthusiasm and determination will be compromised. And there may come a point where their patience just finishes also. And you say, well, the harsh tongue can be destructive. Be careful. And any gossip, why time for gossip? If you have extra time, then we need to have more festivals. We need to, every day is a festival. We should be, more time means chant some extra rounds. We should be very careful in the farm communities. One devotee may say to another, if it feels like some unnecessary talk is there, Prabhu, let's not gossip. Let's not talk like this. I've seen actually in one of our farms when I was visiting, it was time for evening arati and devotees are just wandering around. Maybe they want to spend some time with their families or not, but go to the arati. Don't just hang around. Don't waste time. In that sense, we want to bring in this attitude from the city life of don't waste time. Our life is meant for Krishna, for serving Krishna. Be very careful about this prajalpa. Then niyamagraha means following rules very strictly, practically blindly, or not following them. Now, this comes to this following the rules, just like Satovrita, I gave the idea that this can be interpreted in terms of farm life. Of just do things the way that people have done. People know how to live in the village. May need some research. That's also going on about traditional Vedic culture. But at the same time, we shouldn't be so strictly attached to it that it works against our interest. We're so strictly attached to doing things which we might not be ready for or may not be appropriate in the particular time, place, and circumstance. We have to apply the mode of village life. We want to go to pristine Vedic village life, but not blindly. We have to see how to implement that, what is practical also. At the same time, we do very much want to go toward that model. We shouldn't be lax in that. How far do you go? It may be practical to dress your children in kami clothes, but why? In the village, we should, from the beginning, train our children to be happy to be dressed in devotee clothes. And this kami clothes, pants for jeans, all this kind of thing, that belongs to a culture which we've left behind. So some things we should be more strict about. Between the two, leaning toward the rules and leaning away from them, both in devotional life and in setting up, as far as possible, traditional Vedic village life, we should tend toward following the rules rather than not following the rules. Then Janasangha, we have discussed this to a little extent. Let's come back to this more. We've come to the farm to leave behind this materialistic association. So we shouldn't be very eager to go back to it. Of course, you may have to visit family sometimes, some death, if your father dies, something like this. But we should have a principle, as far as possible, just stay on the farm, not going here and there. People will come, welcome, you're welcome to come. It's not that when people come, we ignore them. No, we want to have these farms as a showcase for the whole, showcasing them, showing people that this is a better way to live. So we welcome people when they come, but at the same time, we don't want to be intimately mixed with materialistic people, which in many cases means family members. I'm talking about the ones who haven't come to join us, maybe brothers, sisters, parents. In some cases, it may be children. We don't want to be fanatically against them, but at the same time, our obligation now is to Guru and Krishna. And that's why we join the farm community. So an important part of Vedic culture is also maintaining the family, but we have to see how far to take that when family members are not Krishna conscious. And lolyam, being greedy, this links quite closely with prayas, endeavoring for something which is very difficult. We could say the whole farm community thing is endeavoring for something which is difficult. Actually, it depends a lot on the consciousness of the devotees. Many of them don't find it difficult. They love it. That's why they're there. But it is a great endeavor. But this lolyam, this, again, we've touched on this already, this wanting to do big things, big achievements, show off, that shouldn't be there in Krishna consciousness or in our farms also. We want to show some, it's to the people in general, it's a method of preaching, this is better way of life. You should also tend, even if you can't come and join us, you should tend to make your city life as simplified as possible. Or, of course, still a large population of India and of the world lives in villages. So if you're living in the village, we can show, yes, live like this, live simply. Don't be overly anxious to do big things. I build a huge temple in the middle of nowhere because people are enthusiastic. Keep things simple. These are a few guidelines. There's much to be discussed. Keep the kirtan going. All the basic things. Kirtan, prasadam, discussion of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everyone should have the habit of chanting. When we're working, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My thanks to those devotees who are, particularly those who, due to inspiration from myself, of course, it's inspiration from Srila Prabhupada, knowing that what he wanted, but I'm also trying to push this. So my thanks to those devotees who, under inspiration from myself, are taking to this simple living, high thinking, pilot Varnashram Krishna conscious projects. Of course, they may not even hear about this, but some may hear about this and relay all of it to them, because in the farm, we don't have facility for all these YouTube lectures and this and that. So anyway, my profound thanks to all the devotees. And as long as I am in this body, I want to see these farm communities develop and the devotees on the communities develop. Hare Krishna. Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa. Patitana.